Well, this guy's motivation, he's trying to win again. Also, the Iron Sheik is coming to town. I know, I think Struds is talking to him later tonight.
Sweet.
And because Struds knows nothing about wrestling, I'm pretty sure he spent 20 minutes with UConn Jack trying to get some insight on the Sheik. Uke, is the Sheik, I follow him on Twitter, is he really like this all the time, or is that still a persona for him on Twitter?
It's a persona for sure. We had him in the studio this morning, and he's just a sweet old man. He's like your grandpa. Now, that being said, he can turn it on.
And oh,
you know, a fiery tongue and a quick wit, but an absolute gentleman this morning, and a lot of fun to talk to. So, looking forward to seeing him tomorrow at PWA Adrenalize. I think I'm going to hit on the rocks, win my championship there, and then go see the Sheiky do his thing right afterwards.
He didn't throw the clutch on you, eh?
I don't know if he's throwing the clutch too many times these days, Bronte. He's a little up in years, but I tell you what, I think he's got to be close to 70. I wouldn't want to put him in the ring with another 70-year-old. I think he'd come out on top of it.
Well, Paul Brown told me you tried to squat him and failed.
No, I did not try and squat the Iron Sheik, but I probably could have.
Do you know what your karaoke song is tomorrow?
I know what my karaoke songs are. See, Gregor, a guy like me plans for the finals because, let's face it, I'm going to be there.
Well, it's possible. Hey, anybody can make the finals once. Do it twice, then you got some skill. It's true.
Do you know what your karaoke song is going to be?
Well, after everybody complaining last year saying they thought it was rigged because, like, I didn't pick the judges. I was just the guy who puts all the work in to organize the event. And then when I made top five, everyone complained. So we'll see if I'm singing today. I don't know if I need to waste a performance if people are just going to boo because I'm talented. There's not, you know.
No, I think you misinterpreted the complaints. They weren't about you winning in the top five. They were just about your horrible, horrible voice. Cheers!
What are you going to do about Mike Riley? It sounds like he's coming to win the damn thing.
You know, I'm really looking forward to meeting Mike Riley. I gained a tremendous amount of respect for him throughout the course of the Eskimo season last year, just watching the absolute beating that he took, and he kept on getting up. So we'll see if he gets up tomorrow after the beating I lay on him.
Do you think you could dethrone the defending champ?
No. No. I saw that girl, and first of all, I've never seen a girl grab a crotch, but she was rapping so hard, she just had to grab a crotch.
I know, me too. I was like, she was perfect little Kim at that moment.
She pulled it off. It wasn't even weird. It wasn't like, oh, what's that girl? It was like, oh, no, that's just how it's going. And no, that girl was a phenomenal performer. And if I recall, she did one rap song and nailed it and also sang a really pretty song. So
yes.
A real range. I was really impressed with her. And no, I call her going bell to bell. I don't care who's there this year. I think the defending champ repeats once again.
I'm going to tell you, I've seen all the audition tapes, and I think there is legitimately four or five other people that could win. Legitimate.
Wow.
Now it all depends because last year, Nicole, who was the champ, her audition tape was average.
Right.
She was way better, and who knows, like, you know, it's a 30-second audition tape, and who knows what's going on. She was someone who definitely upped her game when it came time to it. So, you know, there's even more. But this year's audition tapes were significantly better in quality and everything else than the previous year, which is normally how it is. And I'm sure when you put a $1,000 cash prize on the line, that gets a few more serious people involved. But there's a song tomorrow that's going to be sung by Prince that I
Ooh.
Think might stun people.
Ooh.
Isn't Black...
Now, you said no ballad, so it can't be Purple Rain.
Oh, no, it's not Purple Rain.
Oh, I hope it's When Doves Cry. I hope it's When Doves Cry.
No,
I might cry.
I can tell you it's not that one either.
Oh, yeah. That could be one of the best pop songs ever written. You know what, Gregor? I'm glad to hear that. I always like to see the level of competition raised. But like you said, $1,000 cash prize on the line. That's pressure. A packed bar, because you know it's going to be sold out tomorrow at On the Rocks. And the pressure of that live audience is a whole new ball game from sitting in front of your computer taping a cute 30-second little video.
What about your one of your coworkers, Ryan Meyer, who is a legitimate singer?
Yeah.
Is he going to beat you?
He's a legitimate threat. And, you know, unlike most people on the show that I share, I have a lot of respect for Ryan Meyer. So I have no problem laying down for him. And if he beats me, he beats me. But I would wager that our styles will be very different. Ryan Meyer is a fantastic singer, But karaoke's it's a bit of a different animal. You know that. You know, it's not necessarily about who the best singer.
No,
is.
You got to have and I've sent it out to everybody so they know. So it's knowledge of the words in the song, obviously, are key. Your song voice or your quality of singing definitely is key. Stage presence is big. Crowd interaction, we have it as about a 15%. And then costume outfit kind of that matches to either the artist or the song plays a small feature as well.
Yeah, now, what's your gear tomorrow night? T-shirt, khaki shorts, I'm guessing, or are you going beyond that?
Well, this was my new this is news to me, guys. This is I didn't know that we were being scored on appearance and presentation. So I'm going to have to dig into the tickle trunk. Right off the top of my head, I've got a few ideas. But I'll have to dig into the tickle trunk. And if all else fails, luchador mask. If it has to do nothing with nothing, it doesn't matter. Luchador masks are just fun to wear.
Well, they are, and it's unfortunate the Struds will not be participating this year on stage anyway.
He'll be judging, though, yeah?
I think so. He had talked about he might have a prior engagement now. After all his tough talk, he realized he might have double booked himself.
I'm starting to get tired of guys talking tough, and when it comes time to jump, they won't make a move. Let's just hope that Struds' other appointment is a haircut.
Or a weave, one of the two.
One or the other. Fill in the blanks on that sideburn he's got in the middle of his forehead.
What do you care to share what song you'll be singing in the first round?
No, Jason Gregor, I do not care to share.
Okay.
If you want to come down, you can get tickets via your website, jasongregor.ca, correct?
.com.
I'm sorry. But no, to be quite honest, you want to hear these golden pipes? You want to know the answer to that question? You can make a $30 donation to the MS Society of Canada and make a profit, have a good time, and enjoy all this right here, baby.
It's true. Woo. It's $30 tickets, so you get $50 in GCs when you come in the door. And tickets are going very well. We've had, as always, in Edmonton, everything's last moment, which is great, just like last year. But tickets are going very fast. We have about, last time I checked, we had about 44 left that guarantees you in. There are some available at the door, but that's no guarantee because, obviously, there's a capacity. So we do know that there's 44 left to guarantee yourself in. So if you want to buy them, you and your friends go online, jasongregor.com, and you're in.
And, you know, I do a ton of these events, these types of events, charity, fundraiser, bar type things throughout the course of the year. And to be honest, last year was one of the highlights. It's a really fun time. It's a really fun time. It's a great atmosphere, very supportive, a lot of wonderful chirping happening. And you're going to get a show, good or bad. It's kind of like a car wreck sometimes. You can't
take
your eyes off it.
It's terrific that you pull yourself away from your lawn long enough to take part in this. Now, did I see that picture right? Did you really knacker it with the fertilizer?
Yeah, you know what I did? My old man gave me his fertilizer spreader. So I took it out, had the high nitrogen, loaded up, 30 count, and the wheel fell off, so the bucket tipped, and I dumped it all over the place. So I put the wheel back on, fixed it, and it fell off, and I did it again. So I've got two sweet boomerang, kind of about 8-foot skid marks that are Bronte, was this your plan to get me rattled the day before the biggest karaoke?
Well, I'm just saying my lawn is mid-season form already. Now, you called it a nice little lawn, but at least it's green.
Yeah, you know what it is, Bronte? Your lawn's cute. It's really cute. I got 3 acres, but yours is cute.
Yuka, we will see you tomorrow. Try not to dump any. Hopefully, you're not dumping any fertilizer on stage, if you know what I mean, tomorrow night.
I hope not, too. My wife will probably hope that even more than you.
All right, we'll see you then.
Thanks, guys.